Oh, hey there.
There he is.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Brains, Bibles, and Beyond.
Yes.
My mom's favorite podcast.
Wow.
Is it your mom's favorite podcast?
You should check.
If not, you should tell her to listen.
Spread the word, right?
Right after you like and subscribe and comment and share.
All the good things you know you're supposed to do if yes. You're looking at YouTube or whatever podcast platform you're on. Let's grab that theological receptacle. Sorry. And let's get moving here on to the good stuff. Exciting.
All right. So for our first segment of the day.
All right.
We have a little game we like to play called Stump the Theologian. Joel's a theologian. We have a guest stumper in our studio. My favorite daughter, Elizabeth.
There we go.
Come on over.
So it's nerve-wracking, this part.
Let me get our hat. This is a chef's hat.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's very good for baking.
It looks like that when I wear it.
That's awesome.
Makes all the brownies taste better.
It's an improvement.
So, no looking, no peeking.
No peeking.
What?
I thought I saw a peek.
We're getting questions. We're going to need some more questions sent in.
Yes, audience members.
Or okay. Anyone else that gives us questions.
Don't take my microphone.
My kids ask the best.
Well, thank you.
Let's see what this one is.
Does God change his plan for us?
Oh.
Does God change his plan for us?
God, yeah, for like four people. Like, for me as an individual. Help them do this, and then changes it.
Okay, good question.
Would that change his mind?
Like when he was going to kill the Israelites and Moses is like, please don't. Okay, you changed my mind. That kind of thing?
Almost. Like, you know how mom changes her mind all the time?
Yeah, I was trying to think of what the reference
don't
that was.
Don't talk about your mother.
Yeah. But that's a universal thing sometimes. So I was trying to think of that reference there with that one. And, I mean, it's probably August. Exodus.
All right. We're starting the timer.
Okay. Three-minute timer. Okay.
Three-minute timer.
So you see, God is omniscient. He is unchanging. So whatever plans he has infinitely had for every individual and for all the big picture stuff. What you see in scripture is something like with the flood, where certain translations and things will say that he regretted making man. So the idea is that he didn't have like, oh, I made a bad decision. The word used there, the emphasis is the bad feeling you have that comes with regret. And so translators have often just said regret because they're thinking of the feeling of regret. In other words, it caused them lots of sorrow. It hurt him that they were all rejecting him, and you know, it was a horrible situation. So that's a good word study solution. Then you come to something like Moses, where yes, Israel was being absolutely horrible, you know, and basically this is the Willoughby paraphrase. God says, "Stand aside, Moses. I'm going to blow them all up.
And I'm going to start over with you."
Yeah, starting over with you, Moses. And he goes, wait, no, don't do that. And Moses begins to persuade, air quotes, right, persuade God not to. But what does he do? His arguments are basically, for your name's sake, for your glory, don't do this. And then basically God says, correct. The big lesson there was not that God changed his mind. He was trying to teach something. And he was teaching them that the only reason that you are alive and doing well is because I will be faithful to my covenant promises. I will do what is right. It is for the glory of my name. It is for my sake that I am doing all these things, including keeping you alive, which is an amazing thing. And so some people look at that and go, oh, he changed his mind, right? But no, not really. I don't think so at all. I think if you look at what the author's communicating, you know, Moses didn't write that down because he's trying to show everyone how cool he is. No, he wrote that down because he learned something that day that was super valuable, and he wanted to share that. So no, I don't think so. But I do think that sometimes I can feel that God is pushing me in a certain direction. But that's me, right? And then it turns out I'm going in a different direction later. And what I find out looking back at my life is I go, oh, I see how God used that to develop me, to be what I need to be for this. And then later in my life, God may move me to something else. And then I look back and go, wow, I see why he had me go on that stepping stone, you know, so to speak. And so, no, he doesn't change his mind like a whimsical person. Like, I don't know, I just feel like doing this today. You know, that's not really how it works. A lot of times it is for our teaching. It is simply, I'm out of time. It's even like when God asks questions, right? It's for us to learn, not for him to learn.
Is that a satisfactory answer?
How now?
Well, how do you not know on any of these?
Well, I knew on one.
All right. So you just got, yeah, a lot to think about. So
what was the question again? What was?
Does God ever change his
plan for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Does he
change his plan for us? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, no is the short answer.
No.
Nope.
Could
have
just said that. No.
Well, then you have to explain, right? Yeah.
No, God does not change his mind.
No.
It may appear like it to us, but no.
Okay. Awesome. I better get walking home.
All right. We'll see you later.
It's a long one.
It takes about 7 hours. Long walk.
I know.
Okay.
Today we have a